and you say you will.
Stop laughing, this is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
What's up? It's a bonus episode.
Indeed it is.
A bonus for people who like a gift with purchase. I'm Bethany.
I'm Kathleen.
And here's your bonus episode.
It's not worth any money though.
It's willy-nilly. So Kathleen has a friend of a friend who has a situation. What's going on? What are we doing on this bonus episode Monday?
I'm feeling very stressed.
Yeah, because you came in here in quite a state. Your eyes are closed.
I know.
Are you okay?
I don't know if I'm okay.
What's happening?
I don't know. Okay, so let me tell you what my problem is.
What's going on?
There is somebody in my life who isn't heeding the advice of their family or friends.
Okay.
And they're thinking about getting back together with their freaking ex.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Please tell me who it is.
To protect this person's privacy.
Okay.
But I'm related to this person.
Can we gender this person so we know what pronoun to use?
Him.
Him. Okay. So he is thinking of getting back with his
ex-girlfriend? Yes.
Okay. I'm guessing by the groans and the growls, you don't like this ex-girlfriend.
No, I don't like the ex-girlfriend. And quite frankly, I think that he also doesn't like her, but I think he's lonely.
Oh, okay. So how long? I have many follow-up questions. May I ask them?
Well, let me ask you something first.
Sure.
When you were single, did you ever consider talking to somebody that you had previously shut the door with relationship-wise because you were just feeling like alone?
No, because I love to be alone.
Yeah.
It was a relief to me to be alone. But I'm not most people. I know someone who has an ex.
Yeah.
And he also is getting the itch to start talking to this person again. And I know this because I saw him texting over the holidays and I saw him get a little smile on his face. And I was like, oh, maybe he's seeing someone new. Found out he was texting his ex.
Is it like childbirth where you forget the pain after a while?
It has to be. It has to be because, okay, so back to this person.
Yeah.
For you. How long was he with his ex-girlfriend and then how long have they been broken up?
They were together for less than 2 years and they've been broken up for a year and a half.
And did they break up a lot while they were together?
No, they didn't.
So it was like a full thing.
But this person's family, their friends, they're all like going out on a limb and being like, hey, you're making absolutely the worst decision of your life and you can't see it and you're blind to it. Why won't you listen to anybody?
Who did the breaking up?
He broke up with her.
He broke up with her. So there were a bunch of reasons why he broke up with her.
Yeah.
And he's forgetting all of them. It's maddening when somebody won't listen to reason and you know they know that this is a bad person in their life.
But it just doesn't click.
And I think it's because you hit a point when you've been single for a certain amount of time where I don't know if like you just want to get laid or if you are emotionally sad or what the deal is. But I think a lot of people have either done this themselves or know someone who's doing this.
Yeah.
And it is infuriating.
I had a long conversation with this person recently and they were approaching this should I get back together with my ex-girlfriend equation like a math problem.
How so?
Well, like I could probably make it work.
No!
Or we had a decent time when we were together, or nobody's perfect, or the chances of me ever meeting somebody who I actually want to be with are slim.
Okay. So let's bring it to the listener. Hey, gentle listener. If you are thinking of getting back together with someone that you broke up with, or if you know someone who is, here's what we're all going to do together.
Yeah.
We're going to make a list of all of the things you didn't like about that person. This is also useful if you're thinking of breaking up with someone and you keep forgetting in the moment why you want to break up with them. Make a list.
Yeah.
I may still have all of the reasons in my phone why I broke up with my ex.
At one point, I was crying on the phone to this person because I just don't want them to ruin their life. And I was saying, I would not be happy to attend this wedding. And I'm one of your closest friends.
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Yeah. What did they say? What did he say?
He said, well, not everybody's like you. Not everybody can meet your soulmate.
That's not... Okay. This person sounds like they're kind of throwing a pity party for one.
They are.
I have a very low tolerance for pity parties.
Yeah, sometimes people just talk in circles. You know, like when friends call you for advice and they say, the sky is blue. And then they say, but, you know, the color of the sky is sometimes blue. And it's kind of like they're saying the same thing over and over again in different ways. And you're like, just listen to logic.
I know. And so, yeah, I feel like some people you just can't. You just won't be able to convince them. They want to have that drama in their life, or they want to end up unhappy because then they can prove that they were right. Kathleen, one thing that is really crazy about traveling is that your body sometimes goes, what the hell? I'm going to protest and I'm going to flip out.
Well, right before I'm about to leave for anywhere, I always get UTIs. It just happens.
It's because you're not going to the bathroom as regularly if you're taking a long flight, or you're just eating differently or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. And I'm going on a trip this week and I'm bringing with me Eucora.
I'm never going to let my suitcase leave my house ever again without Eucora in it.
Yeah. So if you're wondering, what the hell is Eucora? This is a good question. Eucora is this awesome powder. It tastes like pink lemonade. You mix it with water and it helps prevent UTIs. So if you're like us, you get UTIs, you know that taking too many antibiotics can be problematic. Eucora, it's the natural effective way to prevent UTIs.
Eucora was developed using the best research available in collaboration with a team of physicians. Eucora's formula targets bacteria and enables you to safely flush bacteria out of your urinary tract, stopping UTIs before they even start.
Yep, you can mix it with water and then drink it after intimacy, or after exercise, or whenever you think you might be at risk of a UTI. It's natural. Like I said, it tastes like pink lemonade.
It really does.
Yeah, it's really good. So get Eucora and say goodbye to UTIs.
You know when you feel that little ping when you're going to the bathroom and you're like, uh-oh. That's when I grab my Eucora. It comes in handy. So get Eucora and say goodbye to UTIs. Right now, Eucora is offering 30% off when you text TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to 484848. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Text TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to 484848 and get 30% off of your Eucora order.
That's hard to say, Eucora order. That's what I'm going to name a character in my legal drama.
Listen, it might be hard to say it, but nothing works harder for you than Eucora does for your body.
You can't mess with me. I'm Eucora order. Anyway, text TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to the number 484848 to get 30% off your order of Eucora. Message and data rates may apply.
So let me tell you a little bit of tea, a little bit of drama in this situation.
Yes, please.
The girlfriend was supposed to move in with this guy last year. And she lives on the other side of the country. The day before she was about to fly, he called her up and said, I don't want you to come.
And now he wants to get back together with this person.
Right?
That's insanity.
Insanity. How many people do you think, the percentage of married people, are actually married to their soulmates?
Oh, very low.
You think low?
Yes, very low. I think that in a generation from now, I think the number will be different because I think more people are holding off on getting married and then marrying when they want to.
Yes.
I think that we're still kind of in a group of people like the generation before us who married because they felt like that was what you did.
Or because they want to have children.
Yep. Or financial stability. But I feel like it's now like our generation is marrying because we want to.
Yeah. And fertility technologies allow women later and later to be able to get pregnant when they couldn't before.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think it allows for a little bit of flexibility in terms of good life decisions.
Yeah. And I think there are a lot of women too, who are like, even if I'm not married, I know that I can sustain a baby by myself.
Yeah.
And you know, afford it or whatever. But yeah, I think the number's pretty low. But I also think that marriage was viewed very differently in years past. I mean, you look back to like times when people wed each other to unite kingdoms. I mean, that wasn't based out of love. That was based out of like politics
or a Netflix plot.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And like the, you know, Game of Thrones, right? Like she married Khal Drogo because, you know, she was sold to him or something.
I don't know about that historical stuff. I don't.
Yeah. And even like, you know, you got married because you needed to move from your father's house into someone else's house. Yeah. And so it was like, well, this man will take you and he has money.
It was a part of the checklist. But now I see more and more articles about millennials sort of breaking the rules. It used to be part of the checklist, too, that you would buy a house.
Yeah.
And less millennials than ever are not owning homes. And the ones that do own homes have student loans that are so high that they regret ever even buying a house in the first place.
It's insane. I was talking with a friend just over the weekend and we were saying the way that college costs are now, I don't know if I would have gone to college.
Yeah.
Because I majored in theater, which was useful for me, but I could have still gotten jobs in theater or radio or whatever I did without that education.
Yes.
It was helpful, but it wasn't a requirement. If you're like wanting to be a doctor, obviously you have to have that education. But it's just like the amount of college loans that people still have now. I was one of the last people, I think, who graduated at a time when I could pay my college debt back.
Yeah.
And that was really only because my dad worked in financial aid and understood the paperwork really well and understood what I was
signing up for.
Yeah. And like yeah. what different grants I would be able to get.
Mm-hmm.
But it's insane. That's no reason to partner with somebody.
No.
It's I like think it's insane.
Having a garage sale and buying your old shit back.
Yeah. You're getting rid of it for a reason. I was at a secondhand store the other day and I saw a thing that I had donated.
No, you didn't.
I was like, stop. Oh, it made the cut.
How much was it?
It was like $5. It was like a pair, you know. There
damn.
Was like, yeah, but I was like you excited to see it.
Contributing to society.
It made me happy and I hope that someone enjoyed it and ended up buying it.
So I posed this topic to our taste buds on Facebook and Twitter and we got a couple of good responses. Jess said, I dated a guy for almost 2 years. He had nothing going on for him. No uh-huh. motivation, didn't care about getting a job and mooched off of me. My parents and my sister told me that they didn't think he was right for me. They were all telling me things that I already knew, but I ignored them. Deep down inside, I knew he wasn't right for me, but it took him breaking up with me to realize that I deserved more.
Oh, dang. All right. Good for him. Sometimes you need to be pushed off that cliff.
That makes me sad. The reason why I don't think that this girl is a good partner for my friend is because in a balanced marriage, sometimes you're going to take care of your partner and sometimes that partner is going to take care of you.
Yes. Yes.
It's just the way it is. You can't be 100% stable all the time.
And your friend does all the taking care?
My friend takes care of the girl. All the time.
He deserves better. That's not fair.
So much better.
And he is he looking to get married? Because you
yes.
mentioned, okay, so this is like, he's like,
he
okay.
He wants to get married.
It's taken too long to find a bride. And so I guess this is the closest I'll get.
Yes.
Okay. I dated a guy who thought that way. And really? Then he met me. And then we broke up. But he was close to getting engaged when we met each other. We were friends first.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him why later on. And he said, I mean, we'd been together for long enough. I figured we just should. And, you know.
That's not a reason to get married.
No, I want someone to marry me because they're psyched about it. Not because they're like, welp, she's the last one I ran into.
And I want the people attending my wedding to be so pumped.
Yes. I was going to ask, but you are one of those people. If you've ever been to a wedding where the two you know are supposed to be together, that's a different kind of wedding. It's
yes.
such a joyous energy.
You
it's
really want to be there.
Yes. Like everyone there knows that these two people are psyched to be together.
Yeah.
And it's just the most joyful, wonderful experience.
And then there's the type of wedding where you know that it's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, all right.
But those are sometimes more fun because that's where the
real drunk
comes. And like the aunt gets wasted and she gives an inappropriate speech.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that wedding that we went to where the speech was super inappropriate? That one?
Oh, yes, the aunt.
Yes, the aunt. Yeah,
oh.
Or she was like racist, said some racist stuff.
And we're all sitting at the table like, what is happening?
I went to another wedding where the aunt, again, got wasted. I'm really excited for one of my nieces to get married someday so I can be that aunt who gets wasted. The aunt got wasted, stood up, and was like, it's fine. Just because you got raised by me and not your mom, who's here, and maybe you shouldn't have given the speech. It's fine, Brenda. I just want you to know that I'm happy for you as your real mom, the one who raised you.
Oh, my
and
God.
And like the wine is like sloshing. And I really didn't know these people. I was a plus one. And I'm like, oh, I'm eating the popcorn like Michael Jackson in the meme.
Oh, damn. Oh,
it was amazing. I love a drunk speech.
I went to a baby shower once where the mother of the groom got drunk and slipped saying, I wish they would have waited. It was a freaking baby shower. She's like, they haven't been married for that long. I wish they would have waited.
It's the best. I love drunk relatives at big events. They are so much fun. If you invite me to a wedding and there is not a drunken confession, I'm very disappointed. Did you see Kathleen, the picture that was going around on Twitter of the quote unquote mother of the bride dress that was black lace and like off the shoulder. It was so inappropriate, but it was being called a mother of the bride dress. And people were tweeting what they would say and what kind of wedding they would wear this gown to. And one woman said, I would storm in during a thunderstorm and say, darling, did you forget to invite your mother? And there would be like a lightning bolt at that time.
It was a little BBC awesome. Comedy for you.
Yeah, it's this like gothic black lace off the shoulder slinky mermaid cut like Cruella de Vil, quote unquote, mother of the bride gown. Wait, I'm going to find it and we can retweet it because this is epic.
Our friend Fred said about this topic, I always heed the warnings to my friends and family, but they never listen to me. So I've given up. I got to the point where I just don't care about their lives anymore.
That's fair. But this is like one of your closest people.
Tori said, my mom and my best friend didn't like my ex. Should have listened to them instead of being stubborn, because when I broke up with him, I had 5 years wasted and was $20,000 in debt.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Maggie said, it's never happened to me personally, but it happened to someone very close to me. Cheating, so many lies, money problems, excessive drinking, you name it. She always finds a reason to stay with her husband. I've washed my hands of it because it is just plain unbelievable at this point. And it's sad because it has become a status issue instead of using common sense and moving on with your life.
Yeah, I think that. And after a while, I think you feel like you've invested so much time and a lot of times money into this relationship. Yeah. And you're like, I don't want to waste it. Here's that dress.
Oh, damn. That's a sexy mother of the bride dress.
I know.
That's like spider queen vixen mermaid with sheer sleeves off the shoulder.
Quote unquote mother of the bride.
Damn.
We will we'll retweet this at
Acquired Podcast.
Is that our Twitter? By the way, this dress is $2,400.
Oh, it's a bargain.
You know, if you're into that sort of thing. Will you let us know, Kathleen, what ends up happening? I'm sorry that it made you cry when you were talking to them.
Use logic, people.
Yeah, it's not worth being with someone just because you think they're the best you're going to get.
Here's the thing. Dating sucks.
Yeah, it's awful. Don't do it.
But when your heart is preoccupied with somebody who's not worth your time, it closes a door that could have been left open for somebody amazing to walk into your life.
Yes.
You have to erase all the preoccupations.
Yeah. And also, If you're not going to do it for you, do it for somebody else who is out there wondering where their person is.
It's you.
It's you, or it's your current partner. And because you're not letting them go, there's someone else out there who's like, where's my person? And they're stuck in a relationship with you when you both know that it's not working out. Let them go so that let's say woman out there who is really looking for her person can have this person come into her life and you're open for someone else.
And I think sometimes people don't break up with their partner when they should because they don't necessarily think this person is a bad person.
They don't have to be a bad person.
You don't
have
to declare somebody a bad person to break up with them. They're just not the person for you.
Yeah. They don't have to be a monster for you to break up with them. It's just not right for you. And you know it.
Moral of the story, listen to your friends and your family when they're telling you something.
Yeah.
Because you have blinders on.
Yeah. Especially listen to your parents.
Sometimes, not all the time.
Okay, but if you usually trust your parents, listen to your parents. They know you. They see things.
Sometimes.
They see things.
Not all the time.
That's all.
Thank you. Goodbye. Don't get back together with your ex.
Don't get back together with your ex. I think we're rolling.
Like a homie?
No. I finally saw that movie and I understood that reference.
I'm so excited. You saw Clueless?
Yeah, I saw it in the theater like a couple months ago with my friend John. And I was all of a sudden understanding all of these pop culture references that I had like never understood before.
Like when people go, Josh, I love Josh.
That one and the Rolling with the Homies one and then the crying Rolling with the Homies one.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do people cry sometimes when they say that? Now I understand.
It's like, oh, see you later. I hope not sporadically.
It was a good movie. I understand now why people love Paul Rudd so much.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Oh, he's charming as hell.
Speaking of which, can I tell you how I missed out on the greatest opportunity ever?
Tell me everything.
So there was a work dinner. I was exhausted. I couldn't go. And I felt really, really guilty about it.
Yes.
Paul Rudd was at this freaking dinner. And all my coworkers got pictures with Paul Rudd.
No!
And I didn't go. And oh. Bethany, this is like that time my two friends invited me to go out to lunch on Galentine's Day. Then I couldn't go. And they were like, oh, wish you were here because we're freaking sitting next to Reese Witherspoon.
That sucks. It's like when you go to a slot machine, the time you walk away is the time someone behind you is going to win. Sometimes you just can't make it to events. And those will be the events that Reese Witherspoon and Paul Rudd are at.
I'm legitimately choked up. I know. That I missed.
You're tearing up.
I missed my opportunity.
Aww,
to
Kathleen.
Just see Reese Witherspoon up close in person.
Yeah. And she's your number two only to Goop. Battle Royale, Octagon, only one comes out. Would it be Gwyneth Paltrow or Reese Witherspoon for you?
Absolutely Reese Witherspoon. You know, it's International Happiness Day.
Is it?
It is. What are you happy for right now?
You know what? I think I can do a push-up.
Go ahead
and
show me.
Do you want to see?
I do.
And I don't know yet because I haven't actually done it, mm-hmm. but I think I'm there. And I've never done a push-up in my entire life, but I've been training towards
it. Probably because you're so tall.
There's a lot to push up.
It's harder for you.
Yeah, and I have no upper body strength. So hold on. I might, but this might not happen yet. I don't know if I'm there, but I've been working towards it.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. Bethany's walking into the living room from Kitchen Studio NYC. That's where the most space is. All right. God, you're so long. Do you play basketball?
Okay.
All right. Your form looks good. Keep your hips up. Now bend your arms. That's how push-ups work. Good job. Pull your hips up. Pull your hips up. Okay, it didn't work. She's on the floor. She's laughing. She didn't do a push-up.
I'm so close.
You're so close.
I thought I'd have it.
Wait, you really can't do a push-up?
No, can you?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Go. All right. Push up. Can you really do a push-up? Real, not with your knees on the ground. All the way down. Oh my God, you can. Kathleen, she's doing push-ups, everybody. How did you do that? A push-up to me is like the most elusive thing a body can do. I've never been able to do it.
I just have strong arms. 23andMe says I gain muscle composition for strength faster than normal people.
Do they also say that they stole your DNA so that they could harvest your organs for your clone?
No, but they also say I have more DNA common with Neanderthals than the average person. Like significantly more.
Wait, okay, so that means your brother does too. Is he a very hairy man? Because you're not a very hairy woman.
No, he's got very hairy legs.
Do they say how Neanderthal DNA presents in the average person? Like, does that...
Height, mainly, I
You're
think.
Not a tall.
Yeah, I mean, Neanderthals are like 5'4".
Oh, reverse of... Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So, on International Happiness Day, I'm really happy for you, Bethany, that you're working on your push-up game.
That I'm not able to do it yet. But soon! What are you happy about on International Happiness Day?
I am really happy that I had a latte this morning. It was delicious.
Kathleen, when you get a latte, do you tell me about your latte?
Oh, okay. So, I order it from Starbucks on my app, and then I make my intern pick it up.
Okay. What's in it? What is it? Regular latte?
No, non-fat, skinny, sugar-free vanilla.
Okay. Do you know what we used to call those?
Piping hot, yeah.
When I worked at Starbucks?
Probably the bitch.
We called those the why bothers. I'd like a grande why bother for the nice lady over there.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm a basic bitch and I'm proud.
That's good. Own it, embrace it, love it.
Yes.
I had an iced mocha the other day from just like this corner Brooklyn coffee shop. Cost absolutely $5.45.
Your left arm and your 401k.
Yeah. And I gave it over willingly because the mocha was dark chocolate flakes that they had artisanally peppered onto the bottom. And then it was oat milk, which there was an oat milk shortage in Brooklyn for a really long time.
Of course it was oat milk, Bethany.
And people were freaking out. Oat milk is back, it seems. So don't worry. And then the espresso was really good. And the woman who gave it to me had some sort of undecipherable accent, which made it even more legit in my book.
Oat milk is sort of interesting. It's got a nutty flavor.
I got in my fridge right now, would you like to try it? I have a almond milk, which I try not to buy almond milk because almonds are destroying the earth. They require too much water.
Yeah, almonds and cows both.
Yeah, but it's almond milk with blueberries and lavender in it.
While that sounds delicious, I'm gonna say next time.
Oh, you don't want it?
Okay, let me try it.
Okay, hold on.
Did you get this from Whole Foods?
No, I got it.
Oh, Trader Joe's. Well, the packaging is adorable, per usual for Trader Joe's.
Blueberry, lavender flavored almond beverage.
Mr. Joe's. The smell. I smell floral. I smell blueberry.
It's good.
Oh, so you haven't even tried this yet.
No.
All right. Now, should I talk about the mouthfeel?
Well, yeah.
I'm going to sip it like wine.
Always makes me uncomfortable.
Mmm.
It's good, right?
That is... I'm speechless. That's so good.
It tastes like blueberries and lavender. It tastes like blue and purple.
The aftertaste is what you imagine the best aftertaste tasting like ever.
Yeah. And it's not, there's no dairy in it. Would you like some more in your teacup?
No, I'm okay. Thank you. Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
Top three 90s songs and go.
Oh.
Did I put you on the spot?
Oh, yes, but I can do it. I love, okay, I have it. Crazy like that. Jewel. Foolish Games. Foolish Games by Jewel.
Oh, okay. What's the one where she talks about where she wakes up in the morning and there's like a cup of coffee and you're not there anymore?
That's that one. That's Foolish Games.
Love that song.
Love it. Number two. I also love Don't Speak, No Doubt. Another sad romantic song, but I never get sick of it.
Don't Speak.
Yeah. No, and then number three, I would be remiss if it wasn't a boy band. It's going to have to be.
BSB-rancing.
It's going to have to be NSYNC's. Bye 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 was 2000s, wasn't it? That was not 90s.
I think it counts.
Okay. Bye 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 by the group known as NSYNC. Kathleen, top 390 songs.
One, ironic, Alanis Morissette.
Classic, Coming to Broadway.
I'm gonna be first in freaking line. I'm so excited.
Number two,
Spice Girls Wannabe.
Oh, God. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Number three, Mandy Moore, Candy.
I forgot about Mandy Moore. Candy is such a good song in that it's awful.
You know, this really interesting article came out about Mandy Moore musically because her ex-husband, Ryan Adams, he's
awful.
The New York Times wrote a big article about how he's sort of a sexual predator, but he allegedly Mandy Moore actually came out publicly and said awful things about her ex-husband.
Yeah.
And one of the things that she said was he stifled her musically.
Yeah.
And Mandy Moore is really famous. Like, I would say like A-list celebrity.
I heard her interview on Marin on WTF, and she sounds like she was either... like she's currently unaware of how famous she was, or she's being very modest.
So the thing is that she really hasn't had that many musical hits. Candy never made it to top 40, made it to 41.
And she had In My Pocket. Mm-hmm. It was a good song.
And then she had a song on the Center Stage soundtrack.
So I Want to Be With You.
I Want to Be With You.
I Want to Be With You. If only for the night.
So only two top 40 hits. Ever.
But she was still a really big name. And apparently Ryan Adams needed her to take care of him. Mm-hmm. Going back to what we were talking about before, it should go both ways.
Yes.
And anytime she tried to do something with her career, her home life fell apart because she needed to be the one holding everything together.
And she really says that he robbed her of a lot of really good working years, because when you're in Hollywood, youth is an asset. Mm-hmm. And she married him in her mid-20s, and then they got divorced when she was in her early 30s. And
she's been doing obviously super well since, but it sort of explains why she disappeared. Sometimes people disappear, and now we're finding out it's like a bad relationship, or they were blacklisted because they didn't have sex with a certain producer, and so they like weren't hired anymore. Horrifying.
It's horrifying. Before This Is Us, her group of girlfriends in LA, one of them is this famous blogger. Her name is Emily Schumann. She writes the blog Cupcakes and Cashmere.
Oh, you love that blog.
And she's friends with Mandy Moore. So sometimes in the back of Emily's pictures on Instagram, I'd be like, is that Mandy Moore?
That happened with my friend.
Do I see Mandy Moore?
So you know Gabby Sidibe?
Yes.
So my casual friend is friends, really good friends with Gabby Sidibe.
Love her.
And so I would just see her in her pictures and I was like, wait a minute. Do you know her personally?
Yeah.
She's like, yes, she is my friend.
Amazing. I really, really, really love Gabby Sidibe.
Celebrities. They're just like us. Anyway, those are good songs. We should maybe make a Spotify playlist of our favorite 90s songs.
Blues, Travelers.
Yeah.
Blue Travelers.
Blues Traveler.
Run Around. Say what it is I see, and you wonder if always be with you.
Who sings that?
Blue Traveler.
Why don't you let them sing it then? I'm getting back at you for when you said that my only good role in the heist was because I'm tall, that I could be the tall person. Everybody else got a cool job like hacking or sleuthing or covering. And then I'm like, what do I get to do? And you're like, you're tall.
A few episodes ago.
You can reach the canned goods on the top shelf.
Bethany and I were talking about our ultimate fetish of participating in a heist.
Yes. Yes. And which is my dream, my number one dream ever since I saw Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, number
eight,
National Treasure, and the sequel, National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets. So many heists going on. I just want to be in one. I want to be in a planning montage. And then Kathleen over here is like, yeah, you can be the tall one.
Yeah, I said she can be. Bethany's job would be being tall. But what I'm saying is that you're tall and you're beautiful and you would be the distraction.
No, you said I could reach things on high shelves.
Oh, I did. Do you play basketball?
It's awful. Let's make our favorite 90s song Spotify playlist.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll do it.
It's going to be like 75 songs long.
People love a Spotify playlist.
It was St. Patrick's Day over the weekend, and my niece, she was so cute. She said, Irish music sounds like they're pirates.
Because it's very upbeat.
And I said, okay, let me play my favorite traditional folk Irish song for you. And then
Who
I put
has a favorite one?
Then I put on C'est la vie by Bewitched.
Some people say I look like my dad.
There is like a musical interlude in the middle where the music is like faintly Irish.
And they do. I remember they do step dancing in the video.
They do.
Because you're nothing if not a stereotype when you're from Ireland.
So one of the lyrics in that song is, show me mine, I'll show you yours. What the fuck?
Which is a strange thing to say in a song where you also mention your father.
Yeah, and it's like
the 90s were
weird. It's about a treehouse, too. I've got a house with windows and doors. I'll show you mine, you show me yours. Gotta let me in. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, the 90s were amazing. If you were like a baby in the 90s, if you were like just newly born in, say, 1997, do a little deep dive into the music of the late 90s and early 2000s, because I mean, I'm sure you already know it because it's everywhere, but it really is like those lesser known. Bewitched, Dream, He Loves Me, He Loves You Not is a great one to look up.
Oh, what was the one from Australia? And they had their S Club 7.
S Club 7 is another one to look up. These are
O-Town.
I was at a diner the other night and they played When the Lights Go Out by the band 5.
I don't know that one.
Baby, when the lights go out. They were like,
I do know that one.
Yeah, they were the boy band. So it was Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and then it was like 98 Degrees, and then O-Town was like there, and then 5 tried to be like one step below O-Town. Let's put together a comprehensive Spotify playlist. The rest of my night, I'm finishing the Madeleine McCann documentary on Netflix, and I'm going to drink some wine, and I'm going to listen to some S Club 7 and some O-Town. And some Dream. By the way, Dream, they follow me on Twitter.
No, they don't.
Which I got ridiculously excited about. Yeah. Dream girl group on Twitter.
I also really loved ska in the 90s. Say Ferris, Letters to Cleo, Less Than Jake. I lived for that Warped Tour lineup. Hanson.
Well, I love Hanson. And they're back together.
They are. I mean, they have like 75 children between the three of them.
I know.
Zach turned out to be the hottest one. Who knew?
I always was an Isaac fan. Even though no one
liked... No, you weren't. Nobody liked Isaac.
I did like Isaac.
No, you didn't.
I thought he was more interesting looking. Don't look at me like that.
Of course you would.
Don't look at me like Isaac. He is...
He was the tall one. You would like him.
It's not... I've never met anyone who's so angry at my height.
I'm sorry. It's just like...
You dumb tall one.
You're like just smart and pretty, and it's the only thing that I can make...
Yeah, dig yourself out of that hole.
...fun of you for.
Dig yourself out of the hole.
Hand me a shovel. This has been a bonus that's been strange. It's like a weird...
We're in a weird place. Kathleen has got a thing going on with her body. My cat has got a thing going on with her body. My other cat's got a thing going on with his body.
Everybody's dying.
You're not dying.
Why
no
won't my
dying.
Doctor call me back?
Do you want me to call your doctor and pretend to be your lawyer? That would be fun.
Like when Phoebe pretended to be Joey's agent on Friends?
Yes, yes. Yes. I had a friend offer to pretend to be my publicist. Because I wasn't getting information I needed. And
amazing.
She was like, pretend. Oh, but then I just got it. But
I'll be your publicist.
Thank you.
So what kind of accent would I have?
An American one.
I'm Bethany Watson's publicist.
You could be Elizabeth Holmes' fake voice publicist.
Oh, you know what? That's a documentary that I need to watch too. Mm-hmm. The Invention. It just came out on HBO this week.
Elizabeth Holmes. She wore the black turtlenecks to be like Steve Jobs.
Her hair was basically never done.
Yeah, she had a deeper voice than normal people, I guess, growing up with her were like, yeah, that's not her voice. But she would adopt it.
We can say goodbye.
Say goodbye with our Elizabeth Holmes voices. I don't feel bad making fun of her because she cheated people and lied and
I feel
she's
like
a psychopath.
I feel like we're role-playing.
Allegedly a psychopath. Allegedly.
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes, tell me it. Don't tell me anything.
I collect bags of toenail clippings. Do you want to kiss my toenail clippings?
No, what is?
Do you want to sprinkle them on your salad like croutons?
What literally made you think of that?
Are you taking me very seriously?
No.
Do you think I'm very scientific?
Some people say I look like me dad.
And it's just a bunch of people in black turtlenecks Irish step dancing.